What up, what up, what up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Ask Brock Spangles Thoughts, presented to you by Impact Sports Cincinnati. And as always, ISC is brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. So use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order at darkhawknutrition.com. Well, the preseason is upon us, and the first game has come and gone, and we saw a 36-23 victory by the Arizona Cardinals over our defending AFC champion, Cincinnati Bengals. And who cares? Honestly, not a big deal. I'm not looking at it. This is going to be a little bit of a different type of show, not one where you're going to hear me put anybody on blast, per se, in the majority of this episode, because again, it's preseason, and you're not going to get you're just not getting a lot of the premier talent playing today or that game. It's just that's how it was. Brandon Allen, who's is the number two quarterback behind Joe Burrow, he's the one who started. So that's kind of where we are out there on that one. Chris Evans, in terms of the Bengals depth chart, you're looking at he's third ahead of Trevion Williams and Jacquez Patrick, but he's behind Piran and obviously Joe Mixon. But you didn't see any of the starters outside of Jackson Carmen play in this game on offense, and they weren't going to. You weren't going to see Jamar. You weren't going to see Jonah Williams, Ted Karras, Alex Kappa, Lyle Collins, Hayden Hurst, Boyd, Higgins, Burrow, Mixon, were these guys, they're street clothes. That's how it was going to be in that game. And that's what we saw. So, again, I'll be the first one to admit it in this situation that I go down with my, we go down, to the games, and I go with my dad all the time. And it was just kind of one of those situations to where I was kind of like, well, what, he was asking me, he's like, you excited? I'm like, kind of, but not really. But because it just didn't feel like it was going to be as fun as, I've been in baseball mode covering, or following all kinds of baseball this year. And obviously with FC Cincinnati being in the position they're in right now, I haven't really followed much football going into it. But I tell you what, getting back down there in the stadium felt great. Going to see Bengal Gym again was awesome. That's the kind of stuff that makes it a lot easier. It felt good to be back. It felt like you're, back home again. That's kind of how I was approaching it there. And then, like I said, it felt great going to the stadium, seeing everybody again, the ushers that you see every week. That was fun to get back, and the crew around you in terms of the people who sit around you, it was awesome, and wouldn't have it any other way. So it felt good. But in terms of the game, I wasn't expecting much, and from definitely the second string, we didn't get much. When it comes to the offensive line, holy cow. Wow. I mean, let's be real. That was tough. Really tough to watch on a lot of it. There were a couple guys who I was excited to see. Kwame Lassiter II was one. He's listed right now as one of the third string receivers. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because you've got guys like obviously Jamar, you've got Tyler and T, but you've got Stanley Morgan. Stanley Morgan's going to make this team because of his special teams play. And then Trent Taylor, who I thought he played very well. Trent Taylor ended up with, let's see here, what I see. He had a pretty solid day. He was four targets. He caught four for 74 yards, an average of 18.5 yards per catch. His longest was 36. So, again, he looked good. I'm a huge fan of Trent Taylor, but there's some big time position battles that are ones to really be, you know, to really be watching. The tight end position, for one, you've got Hayden Hurst is your number one there. Drew Sample, number two. But then you've got a battle between five guys for that third tight end spot. Mitchell Wilcox, Thaddeus Moss, Scotty Washington, Nick Eubanks, and Justin Rigg. Now, in this game, it was one... Thaddeus Moss ended up with 29 yards receiving on four targets, and he did catch three of those. But then you see Scotty Washington, he had two catches on two targets for 19 yards. I mean, so these guys, you know, they were targeted, but that was it. And I mean, it wasn't, again, this wasn't a very, this first game, again, I take absolutely nothing out of it. Jake Browning played the majority of the game after Brandon Allen left with concussion, to go into concussion protocol. Brandon Allen was 3 for 3 for 29 yards. He was sacked once for 10 yards. But Jake Browning, 13 to 24, 190 yards, two sacks for 8 yards lost. But the hometown guy, Drew Plitt, 6 for 6 for 76 yards. He had a touchdown. You know, quarterback rating of 158.3. Good for him. Good for him. But again, it just, I'm not taking anything out of this because, you know, it just wasn't, you know, I'm not, when I say I'm not taking anything out of it, I mean, I will in terms of the offensive line did not look very good at all. Jackson Carman was not very good. And it's the point now where Jackson Carman has to put up or shut up, because at this point in time, Jackson Carman, right now, they have him listed as the left guard, the starting left guard, next to Jonah Williams and Ted Karras. So your offensive line is going to look like Ted Karras at center, right guard Alex Kappa, left guard Jackson Carman. Your two tackles are Jonah Williams and Lyle Collins. Your backups are, behind Jonah Williams is Deontay Smith. Left guard is Cordell Volson, the rookie out of North Dakota State, and a lot of people were intrigued to watch him play. And I, from what I saw, didn't do a bad job. Or, you know, for that, I can't say I was disappointed in the way he played. And it's just kind of one of those situations, you know, you look at, I'm trying to see if the game book has anything listed. This is what I want to see in terms of the playtime percentage. Let's see. Isaiah Prince played 79% of the snaps. Hakeem Adeniji, 70% of the snaps. So Prince played 53 snaps. And then Adeniji, 47. Cordell Volson played 51. He played 34 snaps. So, you know, Volson got a lot. He got one more snap than Jackson Carman did. And let's be real, from what I saw, did a hell of a lot better than Jackson Carman did. So with that being the case, like I said, this is where you have to see Jackson Carman put up or shut up. Because as it stands right now, if there's any injury on the offensive line, we're screwed. We're screwed, and that simply is not a good situation for the Cincinnati Bengals. Because you saw what Joe Burrow did with the offensive line last year. You went out and you spent a good amount of money to bring in Ted Karras, Alex Kappa, and Lyle Collins. Those are three dudes right there that are going to significantly help this line out. And Jonah Williams is Jonah Williams. I think Jonah Williams is a really good left tackle. So you add those other three guys in there with Jonah Williams, you're one spot to look at is the left guard position. That's Jackson Carmen's spot. I mean, come on, man. You've got to step up. And again, I've seen Jackson Carmen. I covered him in high school when he played at Fairfield. I watched him week in and week out. Great offensive lineman. But man, you have to do it now, man. And you've got Frank Pollock here, who is a great offensive line coach. You got to do it, my man. You've got to do it. So that's one that was a position battle that is definitely one you have to watch. Have to watch. And then on, you know, in terms of, like I said, the tight end position, you see, in terms of the playing time there, was Rigg and Thaddeus Moss were the two that really had the most playing time out of the tight ends. Thaddeus Moss, he's not a blocking tight end. He is a receiving tight end, but he didn't have that solid of a game. I expected more. You know, two receptions on three targets for 12 yards. You know, he had a reception of 7 and a reception of 5. I'm sorry. I want to see more out of... I'm sorry, that was in the first half. I apologize. Jeez, no wonder it looked weird, because I was going to say it sounded weird. Three receptions on 4 targets. I was looking at the first half stats there. But his longest was 17. So he had three receptions in the amount of 17, 7, and 5. And for a tight end like that, who's trying to make the team, who has the familiarity with Joe Burrow like he does, I would expect more out of that. So some of these guys that we are seeing right now are, I want to say, pretty disappointing. Again, this is the first preseason game. I get it. I understand. But these guys got to step it up if they have any hopes of playing, you know, any more games in the NFL here. And that was one thing I told my dad as we're sitting there, you know, watching the warm-ups. I looked at it and I said, man, just think, some of these guys, this may be the last time they'll ever put on an NFL uniform. It's cutthroat. It is cutthroat. And that's kind of what you're getting here, you know, with some of these guys. You know, this, you know, they might not, you know, they might be victims of cuts, you know, coming up. And we saw a couple guys that were just recently cut. Shamari Jones, the running back, was cut. I want to say it was today. And then there was another one here. Let's see. Well, White Hubert, he just put in his retirement. He's been placed on the retirement list. Abu Dharami Soare, he was waived. And there was another one, and I forget off the top of my head right now who it was. But, you know, those guys right there, the Bengals made 3 moves. And then you add in Wyatt Hubert as one who is, you know, who is not available. Because like I said, he's, you know, he's on the retirement list. But the one guy I was really intrigued to watch, and he's listed as the right defensive end. He's the third string. Listed as one of the third string right D ends behind Trey Hendrickson and Joseph Osai, and he's battling Noah Spence, is the 7th round pick out of Coastal Carolina, Jeff Gunter. I tell you what, I thought he was an absolute menace. He was a lot of fun to watch in that game, and he was the one I said, you know, if you remember, I mean, I don't know if you know. My co-host Nick Cimino and myself, we always talk about Coastal Carolina, just because we have connections with Coastal and everything like that. That we, you know, we always, you know, talk about Teal Nation and Jeff Gunter. Man, that dude was, again, an absolute problem. He played 50 snaps on defense, 20 snaps on special teams, 76% of the snaps on defense, and 61% of the snaps on special teams. So I tell you what, awesome, awesome job by Jeff Gunter. And he's one that he's going to be fun to watch. He played more than Noah Spence did on the defensive side. He had 6 more snaps on defense, but he had 13 more snaps on special teams. That is something to watch, because if he is going to add a lot on special teams, watch. That's look at that to be the X factor in this situation here, because that will give him the edge. If you can play special teams, that's going to give you the edge over the other guy who doesn't play as much on special teams. So, you know, see Stanley Morgan. Because, you know, Puka Williams is the other one that was waived by the Cincinnati Bengals. So Puka Williams Jr., one of the third string receivers that's listed behind Tyler Boyd and Trent Taylor, he was waived. But Kwame Lassiter, I mean, you know, he's one. He was the other one, like I said, I wanted to see play. I didn't see much. He did return a few punts, but it wasn't, you know, there was nothing really from that. Again, you look at the inactives in this game, that's going to tell you everything you need to know. I'll read you some of these inactives, because holy cow. Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, Eli Apple, Mike Hilton, Chidobe Awuzie, Von Bell, Joe Mixon, Cam Taylor-Britt, Brandon Wilson, Joe Bache, Logan Wilson, Wyatt Hubert, which we said he in turn was placed on the retirement list, Jermaine Pratt, Ted Karras, Alex Kappa, Deontay Smith, Lyle Collins, Jonah Williams, Mike Thomas, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Hayden Hurst, Drew Sample, Clee Kareem, Trey Hendrickson, B.J. Hill, Sam Hubbard, and D.J. Reader. There you go. So you knew damn well these guys weren't going to play. And then on the flip side, you weren't going to see Kyler Murray in this game. You weren't going to see J.J. Watt. You weren't going to see Zach Ertz, Nick Vigil, our boy Nick Vigil. You weren't going to see A.J. Green. James Conner wasn't going to play. Buda Baker wasn't going to play. These guys, just again, this was the guys who are battling for positions. Evan McPherson, you're going to see him just simply because, you know, you need to, you know, get your kicker some reps. Same thing with Kevin Huber. But you did see Drew Chrisman take some punts as well. Evan McPherson, I'm telling you what, that guy is an absolute weapon. If you think about what the Bengals have to do, you only have to get 20, 25 yards, maybe 30 yards every drive just to get into field goal range for Evan McPherson. That's the crazy part about it. How crazy is that to think about? And he got an absolute rousing ovation when he came out to kick the first one, the 58-yarder. The Duke can blast him, man. I'm telling you, he's an absolute weapon to have. And that's one thing, as an offense, you understand going into it, hey, we don't have to drive the length of the field just to get some points here. We're almost guaranteed 3 points if we just, you know, get a couple first downs. Think about that. A couple first downs and you're almost guaranteed 3 points. What a weapon to have. That's what the Cincinnati Bengals have with Evan McPherson. So they're in a great, great, great spot. Other guys that it was, you know, great to see, Dax Hill. I thought Dax Hill played a really good game for the Bengals. He was one that I was intrigued to see, because he is going to be the, you know, he's the one taking the number one reps with Jesse Bates out being out. And now the feeling around the team is that Jesse Bates will report, which I think he will too. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I've told everyone. I don't know if I've actually mentioned in the podcast, but I personally would not pay Jesse Bates. I wouldn't do it. I love Jesse Bates, I'm not going to tell anybody to know to not get paid. By all means, you get paid. You make your money. These athletes have just a finite amount of time to make generational money. So, my man, you do it. I'm just not going to pay you for it. That's all. No hard feelings. It's a business. Because here's the thing. That money is also going to need to go to guys like Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, those guys. Those are the ones that you have to, they're going to have to get paid coming up. And that's what the Bengals are facing here. So it's okay. Again, Jesse Bates, my man, dude, play this year, get your money, and hey, you know, we'll part ways at the end of the day. It is what it is. Again, no hard feelings. No hard feelings at all. Good on you, my man. That's how I would approach that this year. And he'll report before the first game. He's already proven he's already shown. He's made a couple posts on Instagram showing he's in the area working out. He's got his Bengals helmet on. He's working out. Perfect. By all means, my man. Like I said, we want you here. Let's go for a Super Bowl title while we're here. Good on you. I will forever thank Jesse Bates for everything he did for us. Let's go win us a Super Bowl this year. And then, hey, we split and we part ways. It is what it is. It's all good. Again, no hard feelings. I respect it. It is what it is. So, hey, it's all good. So, with that being the case, Dax Hill is your guy who's taking your number one snaps. And I thought he did a great job. I thought he did a really, really good job. You looked at, some of the guys that, you know, that we saw in terms of the starting lineups here. I didn't see much defensively, like I said, outside of Jeff Gunter. I thought he did really well. Akeem Davis-Gaither was in and around of a lot of plays. I didn't see much of Joseph Osai. Now, I don't know, and I'd have to see the defensive statistics here to find out exactly what. Let's see here. He had three tackles. He had three solo tackles. But other than that, like I said, it wasn't much, for the Bengals. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much in terms of that, total. There was, 38 tackles, 18 assisted, total here. I mean, again, I'm not putting much into it. Now, next weekend, next Sunday night at 7 o'clock, the Bengals travel to New York to face the New York Football Giants. But again, for a Friday night, at Paycor Stadium, it's going to be really weird to say it's forever going to be Paul Brown Stadium in my eyes. But, 77 degrees, it was, light humidity. It was a gorgeous night for football. And, overall, it was, just what you wanted to see. But there are some things, obviously, that have to get cleaned up. Offensively, there was a lot of penalties that the Bengals had. If you look at the final statistics, team-wise, it was the Bengals ended up with, Bengals had 11 penalties for 104 yards. First play of the game, Chris Evans takes it, almost houses it, gets brought back for a holding call. And I want to say, was it on Thaddeus Moss? I want to say, I can't remember the start off. Let me pull that one up here real quick to get the, it goes 60 yards. Yeah, it was Thaddeus Moss. So Chris Evans goes outside, 60 yards. Offensive holding. That's the kind of stuff. And then you have a couple, you go You know, later on that drive, Hakeem Adeniji called for holding on a pass that went for 12 yards on a second and 20. So then you're looking at second and 30. You know, those are the situations that the Bengals, and again, this was a team that just did not, you know, they just did not look, the second string offensive line just did not look good. You know, and overall, the team did not look good, the second string really. Thaddeus Moss, another holding call on the second drive for the Bengals. That was Chris Evans' touchdown. Called back again for holding on Thaddeus Moss. Next play, Jake Browning at the 15-yard line. An incomplete pass, Jackson Carmen again called for holding. Or not Jackson Carmen again, but it was him called for holding. But he was one that he was not looking good. You know, these guys, again, it just things that you simply just cannot have happen. And, you know, 11 penalties for 104 yards simply can't happen. You gave the Arizona Cardinals they were 3 first downs on penalties alone. Again, can't happen. They had 23 first downs compared to the Bengals 16. 6 for 11 on third down, 54.5%. Bengals were 8 of 16, so they were halfway. Bengals had more net yards. They were getting kind of gashed on the ground, which can be a little concerning. But again, first preseason game, I'm not going to get too concerned about it. It is what it is. But overall, like I said, it's one of those situations. I mean, you gave up 5 touchdowns. And, you know, in the red zone, Arizona was 5 of 6. You know, they were 4 for 4 on goal to go efficiencies. You know, the Bengals had the time of possession advantage. They went 32 minutes and 13 seconds ahead of the 27 minutes and 47 seconds for Arizona. So, again, it is what it is. You know, wasn't a pretty game. First preseason game, backups playing. It's going to be interesting to see how the remainder of the preseason does play out for this team. It is something to keep an eye on, you know, as we do move forward, you know, as we head towards the September 11th opening game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that is one thing to watch. But again, overall, feels great to be back. Feels great to be watching football again. And, you know, we're getting it rocking and rolling. So stay tuned as I will be back again for another episode to discuss the Cincinnati Bengals' second preseason game as they head to New York to face, well, New Jersey, the old Meadowlands, or not really Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium, to take on the New York Football Giants on Sunday at 7:30, I believe it's at 7 or 7:30. So, again, stay tuned for that as I will break that down. And myself and Nick Cimino will be doing a Bengals preview podcast to come up and take a look at the season and what our expectations are and everything like that. And make sure you stay tuned to the website as we will have an NFL preview coming out as well. And so that you can always check out at www.iscincy.com. That is www.iscincy.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at I am Chris Asbrock and at @iscincy. And as always, we thank Dark Hawk Nutrition as they are our presenting sponsor. Like I said, as always, ISC is brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities. They are third-party tested for quality and are guaranteed clean. Use code IMPACT, that is IMPACT, for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order at darkhawknutrition.com. And that's going to wrap it up, everyone. Stay tuned as we will be back with another episode. And have yourselves a fantastic rest of your week. And for those who are going back to school, have a great and safe first week of school, everyone. Take care.